Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He says, look, I don't know how to tell you this, but your wife or the one that's really for you is probably just getting out of first grade. So don't worry about this girl.
Wow. Your mother said that?
Wow. How old were you?
I was
19. You
19,
said.
Yeah.
So first grade.
Pretty close, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I was in 13 year. That'd be about a 13 year age difference.
Mike, you know what that life's about.
Oh, actually, my wasn't even in the radar.
The weird thing is I remember a lot of the kids bought shoes at a shoe store. Mine came from a drugstore. I remember there was a slip of paper that the doctor gave. It was tiny. And I went to the druggist, and he was able to prescribe me some shoes.
Oh, Jesus.
The laces were so thick. And
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
That is an incredible shirt you've got on. Is that a Polo logo?
Is it a Polo logo? It's 1,000 Polo logos.
Yes, it is. Thank you for asking.
Wow. Look at that.
I can't, it could also be King's Court if you don't have high def.
It looks almost like a factory second.
Oh.
It's so many logos.
Hmm. Well, like they reprinted by accident?
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not something he wears very often.
No, and not only, I've never seen but one isolated Polo logo over the breast. And this is over the shirt.
I know we go cash on this show, but I have to say, in the cashdom, both of you are looking rather rather put together.
Thank
for
you,
Rob, with the pullover, that type of garment
Thank
is
you.
Good for you with the t-shirt underneath it. And Oscar, you're wearing a polo shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Polo.
Marco.
An audible today, Mike, because it was, for those of you in the D.C. area at least, torrential thunderstorms, tornado.
Warnings.
And then possible down here F1 too. Tornado. So you know as well as I do, Mike, putting on a suit and walking out in the rain is not best for business for the rest of your day.
Yeah, and if anybody had February 7th, 6th into the 7th as the date for tornado warnings, no, the planet's not burning up.
No.
The planet's not, but we're getting tornado warnings in February. You ever remember a tornado warning when you were growing up in D.C.?
Of course not. No, that's a summertime phenomenon.
In the dead of winter,
Oscar told me there was one that came up Route 15. It took a left onto Edwards Ferry Road, and it just was going all around Leesburg. Missed my house by 3 feet.
Do you hang your polos, or do you actually put them in your drawers?
I hang my polos, all my shirts.
Right? Yeah. So my wife hangs all my shirts. And
by the way, you can wash a polo. Now I use almost exclusively, I don't know whether that's cotton or that's a wicking artificial material.
A blend.
This is from the future. Yes.
I do not wear cotton down here at all. I wear exclusively this type of material, which is
Athletic.
The t-shirts I have are almost everything I wear down here. So there's no point in having cotton.
Yeah, because you just walk around in a towel.
Okay. If I go out and I'm wearing a dress shirt, I'll wear cotton, or I'm wearing like a Cuban shirt. Or
you've gotten
like
rid
that.
Of your seersucker suit.
So
I have zero as far as day to day. There may be a little cotton in the shorts that I wear, but even those have a microfiber.
Yeah, of course.
Because everything is about, they've created, and I used to hate them when they first came out. When golf shirts made that transition out of cotton, I was like, oh, what's that deal? We're not having cotton anymore. Now that's, I don't touch it. There's no point. It's not.
Well, they also wear
a lot
better. You
can wear this in 98 degree weather. They wear much better.
Well, this is the problem with the new material. If you've got man tees, forget about it. Like, you can't
hide. No, that's not as what it used to be. They make them now where these, I have massive man tees. I have giant Dolly Parton tits. I mean, you know,
it's going to be a treat for all the ladies in Key West.
Look at my, look, no, I really don't. I don't. My breasts are not that big.
Safe for work.
My breasts are not that big. But back in the day when I was really concerned when I would wear a tighter shirt and they would cling. Now, as you can see,
Oh, they're yeah. you can't really see anything.
You don't really see my
yeah.
tees.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like a surfboard.
You know, you'll see your tees if you wear two. You don't go tight with synthetic material.
No, you can't.
Like certain guys do. Rofo, for example. I hate to bring him up again.
He knows.
Not trying not to pick on him, but... He does not wear the proper fitting
shirt.
He's
blissfully in love, but he's got the wrong size shirts and less follicles than most of us. Right?
Maybe that'll change. Maybe that'll change with
one
marriage.
Of the reasons
he's getting to get together.
Yeah. One of the reasons is in regular retail for a polo shirt, the line of demarcation is a double XL. I wear a 3XL that's larger for me simply because I do not want to have my tees showing. This is a very, as you can see. This is a very large.
I love
shirt
it. You look fantastic. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I mean, I'm really up on that. This is my thing. And by the way, I don't pay over $30 for a golf shirt.
Neither
do I. I never get them.
No need to.
I never buy them at full retail.
Neither do I. This
I'm not
going to
pay $70 for a golf
shirt. From my mother.
That's beautiful. It's a lovely shirt. It's a lovely
shirt. You
know
what it is, Mike? It's striking. Yes. I've never seen anything quite
striking,
like it.
Really.
It's striking, really.
So I says, Lama, how about a little something, you know, for the effort? But anyway, everybody's looking ready for the weekend.
Sure.
Isn't that good? There's something that Rob said mentioned at the end of the show yesterday about Rob got a little snarky about Julia's former, current, whatever boyfriend, Caleb.
Yes.
And can you repeat how did it
well,
come
it,
up
it
yesterday?
Was actually 2 days ago when we were talking about the Valentine's Day special.
It was
special.
After show, during the show.
No, it was towards the kicker in your news where you talked about a zoo where you could buy a roach and then
you could name a rat after your ex and feed it to a snake. Yeah.
Exactly. And I said, one name Caleb, please. And
now, okay, so let's get to the bottom.
I've known about this, Mike. Out of respect to Rob, for those of you who think I'm a monster and I pounce every time I got information, I have not divulged this to the world because I felt like this is a sensitive subject.
It's an on-again, off-again thing, but right now it appears to be on, and I will have more details tonight because Julia is home this weekend, so I'll get a chance to figure out why she's coming home and what's going on with that.
Where does your, outside of the fact that he comes into your house and he eats your food, where does that would be, by the way, Rob and I are very similar in a lot of ways, very dissimilar in a lot of ways.
Yes.
But the similarities are probably more significant than the dissimilarities. And one of the things, and I've had it happen, and you've had it happen a lot more because you've been, you know, you haven't been a broken home dad.
Right.
You've been there with, when kids come in and help themselves to foodie. Yeah.
It's not just that. It's
putting your daughter.
And overall, you settle down.
What?
There's an overall familiarity. There are times that he will come in without knocking. He says, oh yeah, I texted Julia. She said, come on in.
Oh.
I said, you know what?
Okay. You're selling me. You don't. Yeah. First of all, after that, you don't have much selling to do. I'm in the. It's probably
come
why I brought this
in.
Up in the first part.
And one time, this is the one that drove me and Carrie the craziest. We came into the. It was during Christmas break. He was. And keep in mind, we have a fully furnished family room attached to our kitchen. Beautiful sectional sofa.
Yeah, gorgeous.
You'd love it.
Yeah.
I come in. He's sitting on my kitchen counter texting.
You have no idea. I don't think I've ever agreed with you more on anything. Mm. So you've met the mom. Have you met the mom and dad?
Yes. We had them over for Christmas dinner, not most recent, but one Christmas ago. So
okay. I'm going to say this delicately so I don't get you in trouble.
Thank you.
All right?
Uh-huh.
When you socialized with them, were you looking for cues as to what might make this young man behave like he was raised by wolves? And B, did you notice any other etiquette deficiencies within the family at large?
I will say this, is that there was not, conversation was not easy with the folks. The father is quite literally a rocket scientist. This is what he does.
All right,
and
I get it.
I'm not a dumb man. But he is quite obviously much smarter than me.
Yeah.
And so it was a bit of
have to stop you right there with a follow-up. Does he know he's smarter than the room?
He doesn't let on that it's a big deal. He just is.
He might just, you know, that's who he is.
And so.
I mean, I'm around my brother-in-law, Paul, and on occasion, I feel as though
Paul knows he's smarter.
Paul knows, but Paul makes every effort to dumb it down.
I'm the common man. Like
yeah, there wasn't any of there was no highfalutinness about him.
Okay, that's good. What about
and we did find out
Mamo?
Didn't spend a lot of time with her.
Oh, okay.
Carrie seemed to think she was fine.
All right. Fine.
Fine.
Fine. Fine.
The entire family has a certain let me say this. If you say that you and I are similar in many ways, and we are. If you and I were plunked into a situation where we're surrounded by mostly people we don't know, party setting, we could at least fake being cordial and make conversation. And
I get it.
There is a social awkwardness throughout the entire family, I feel. Nothing outwardly bad.
That's fine. Yeah. You've said it. Now I get it.
Okay.
Now I understand what it is.
And I'd say of the family that I've met, I'd say Caleb probably is one of the better members of the family at, you know, being a nice person to hang out with. He can be.
Well, then, hey.
What about the cheating at school?
Well, you see, here's the deal. There was never any cheating that we know of.
Cheating at school like with other people?
What happened is when Julia and he went to school, they both were rising freshmen this year, and he went to a university near Cleveland, and Julia went to VCU, and when they went to school, they were still a couple. And the first time I went down to see Julia after the fact, was like maybe 3 or 4 weeks into the semester, brought her home, brought her back. That was the weekend that she got a call from Caleb saying that they're no longer together. And the thing that really chafed me is that he was calling her, and I don't know why this should have even been a thing. He was calling her from another girl's room.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? I knew.
Oh, my God. Talk about the moment. I knew. When you're a freshman. That's like the kid that goes away to college. We all knew him if we went to school. The kid that goes to college from the really disciplinarian family.
Oh, he goes crazy.
And then gets out of his mind and falls through a greenhouse walking back from Frank's bar at Marist College at 3 o'clock in the morning and gets expelled.
That's right.
The first week of school.
Because they can't handle the freedom.
They can't handle the freedom and they just applies where this is the first girl who, you know, how soon after he got to college did this?
Maybe a month. And here's the thing. We all knew you don't need to be Nostradamus.
We said it'd be over.
That this relationship was not going to last as a long distance relationship. But
most college relationships don't flame out after they go to college. In my head,
I predicted, you know what? They'll be home at Thanksgiving and that's when they'll cool.
They got another 6 months.
And it'll just sort of fade away.
Right.
Well, no, there was a certain urgency to the breakup. And it really
on his part.
Yeah. And it really bothered me because this was the first time I had seen Julia since she had been away to school for a month. Dropping her off, it's emotional anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And she had kind of kept it secret that it had happened over the weekend.
They got dumped, and then, parents.
And so she, you know, we're having dinner right before we leave to go home. And she starts to well up a little bit and cries. And it's, you want to kill the kid that makes your daughter feel like
Hell
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's so awkward and insensitive and stupid
about
stuff like that.
And remember, after that, he's still... As Julia to come pick him up at the airport the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Remember that
was when they were still not
friends.
They were friends. They were in the friend zone. Well, we discussed
this. So he has a high opinion of himself.
I suppose so.
All right.
I
think I'll sit on Mr. Spiewak's counter and just walk in.
It's only so his daughter's heart.
When I talked to Julia, when they said they were back together around Christmas time. And I talked to Julia. I said, are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is, he's got a history.
Yeah. Checkered.
And then.
Not chess.
Even Robert says to my mother in confidence, I don't know why Julia's back with Caleb. He's just going to make her sad again.
Oh, that's when you step up, Rob, and you put on your man pants and you say, I forbid you to date that man.
And therefore make him so much more appealing to her.
You can't do that.
I'm a rube.
You are a rube, an absolute rube.
I can't make light of my situation, but we all know what's going on there, okay? You can't control that.
So you can't
control the world, but you feel for your children. You ache for your children.
You on the outside looking in, and I talked to Julie. I said, are you sure? And it becomes apparent over Christmas.
You guys are so much nicer. I remember when my girlfriend broke up with me and I was all bummed out. My dad came down and he said, what are you bummed out about? Like, ¿qué está pasando? And my mom goes, Look.
Was that the girl's name?
No, I said Nicole.
By the way, this story will end with some version of there's another train coming into the station, or there'll be another bus.
Even better. Even better. You're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Another boat is coming in.
Under the cover of night. My beautiful mom. A flotilla.
Another raft will wash up on the shores of the United States.
With one person playing a guitar.
Another box truck will successfully.
My dad was actually, how dare you guys. My dad was actually kind of like, I felt empathetic. My mom comes out and she says, she goes, stop crying, you're a man. And I said, I think I might have been weeping. I remember I was like 19. And she says, look, I don't know how to tell you this, but your wife or the one that's really for you is probably just getting out of like first grade. So don't worry about this girl.
Wow. Your mother said that? Wow.
She goes, don't worry about this one.
How old were you?
I was
19. You
19,
said.
Yeah.
So she's
first grade,
pretty close, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Than you are. I was in 13
year. That'd be about a 13 year age difference.
Mike, you know what that life's about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, my wasn't even in the radar.
Her parents hadn't met.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I read a clip about Larry King saying that the 26. Year age difference was
a factor.
Was troublesome. Was a factor. Larry.
Also,
you're the factor.
Yeah,
that's why you're getting divorced at 86.
Yeah. You know, the religion was a factor. He said,
right? And yeah, the religion.
I think he must be feeling better because he's rebranding himself. As a matter of fact, I think we might be. There's something coming up in the show today that we're riding that crest.
Larry King in the news a lot more.
He did a podcast where he took a call from Canon Edward King. During the podcast that's going viral. It is so awkward, but it doesn't really translate unless you're watching
him. Is he talking to his son?
He answers the phone during the podcast. Yeah, but it's a video podcast.
Yeah.
To see it as much.
Is it his podcast?
No, it's a guy named. You know what?
You can give the name. It doesn't matter.
I will send you the link. Hold on. Let me find out what his name is.
Just briefly.
Is it audio worthy? You're certainly the judge.
Yeah. I don't think it is, but I think you should see it for discussion because it's lengthy. And also.
Okay, I'll watch it over the weekend.
Cannon is not seen. He's just on the phone. You don't hear him. So, right. I mean, it's just Larry being Larry.
Quick side.
Yeah,
mode.
What do you want?
Yeah. Mookie Betts.
We know that Pony's got a checkered past and he's been dumped 20 times. Poor man.
Yeah. This year.
Maddie.
Yes.
Have you, I feel like you're probably the dumper, but have you ever been on Julia's side of the equation?
No, I've never been dumped.
Wow.
What can I say?
You don't.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, you don't dump her.
She's a dumper.
You don't dump the first daughter.
That's a bad idea.
Maddie is a smart, lovely woman, but I also believe, based on her ability to slide into our business at a very young age, mm-hmm. that Maddie probably knows how to, you know,
she navigates these waters.
And navigates those waters. And,
ASAP.
That like a proud parent. Yeah. I truly do.
And I'm sure her father has friends that would make the breakup awkward.
Yeah, not that it would sound like this, but, you know, the guy would get a call and say, I understand you're planning on taking Madeline to the prom?
I think it'd be very beneficial if you would reconsider what is potentially a very dangerous decision.
May I recommend to you a wrist corsage? We don't want you necessarily pinning anything on the governor's, I'm sorry, the mayor's daughter.
I made it a better story. I just got it wrong.
Look, you might think this is really special. You're going to have a good time. You might feel like you're going to break somebody's heart, but I'm going to break something else. pursue this. Right. This is going to be it.
Are your parents judgmental in an overt way, Maddie, when you
not overtly, but I'm sure they have their own opinions.
They like
they never said anything to me. Really?
They didn't either.
Yeah.
They like John Mack, don't they?
Yeah, they like John.
Yeah.
When I look back on my life, that with my parents not saying anything, not speaking up.
Yeah.
At certain times, I almost wish that maybe there was a card that they would hold up. You know? Yes, no. That's all I would have required.
Like one of those Brazilian meat restaurants where you have either a green or a red thing.
Parents can't. I did speak to Julia, and I said, yes,
I want to make sure you know what you're doing and you consider what's happened in the past. But I want you to know, if he comes over, I'm going to be cordial. I'm not going to make his life hell. I mean, this is your boyfriend, and that's fine if that's what you choose, but please be careful. And I've been nothing but cordial to him for the time.
Be careful of your heart.
Exactly. Yeah. But the one thing I will say heart. Is, you know, we discussed on the audio
Protect
ball
your neck.
2 days ago, you know, the idea of the fat head, the big decal of sometimes yes. a sports figure yeah, right, or something. Right. Well, on her bedroom wall in my home right now is a fat head of Caleb's face. It's about 15 to 20 inches big. And it has ensured the fact that her door is always closed because I do not want to see it when I walk down the hall.
Wow.
And you go
happen,
in?
Just hypothetically, I know you wouldn't do this, nor would I expect you to.
Yeah.
What would happen if you accidentally took it down?
I asked if I could have it. I said, hey, that's great. Can I have that? Dad, no.
What about some Harry Potter glasses and a mustache?
Or maybe just a veil.
How did the fat head of this guy come about?
I don't know. I have to feel that it must have been a gift of some sort, but I don't think he would give it of himself.
No.
I don't know.
She's young and in love, and she's said, look what I got.
She printed out this
She's a creative one.
She is.
She's the graphic person. Would be like, look.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, how is she doing otherwise? Other than that, any friends at VCU?
Tons. And
thriving
with a shaky start of, I would say, you know, the semester was essentially from the end of August till Christmas, right? That's right. How it always is. Her first 6, 7, 8 weeks, mm-hmm. and I think the breakup added to this, she was not extraordinarily happy.
She was
very, very sort of introverted and not going out and hanging with friends. The second part of the semester, she even talked to us about a possible transfer to another school.
I said,
not going to shut the door on that, but please just ride this out a little bit. Second half of the semester was, how about bus transfer? Yeah, that's right. Second half of the semester, a total switch. She loves all of her suite mates. They've all decided to actually get an apartment together. They're staying as a unit.
Oh, that's the key.
Lots of friends. And I'll say it again in case you missed in the past. She got a 4.0 on her first semester. So she is digging.
With a broken heart.
And embracing the program. Damn. So she's doing great down there. And the month that she was home at Christmas, the only thing that I will say that's a plus to Caleb is to watch them together and hanging out together, and they spend a lot of time because the food is at my house. She is so genuinely happy around him. I don't know why, but he makes her happy, at least at this point.
Aww.
And to see her happy is rather heartwarming. I still don't trust him. And so this is a very short game look to have that, you know, if she's happy,
once
that's
they hurt
great.
Your daughter, you
yeah, it's tough.
He'll never be able to repair that bridge.
It's hard to do. That's very hard to do.
If she's happy and getting it done at school, I'm not gonna interfere.
Look at you, man.
So the relationship continues. Then.
It continues. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he'll be around. When's she coming back?
Spring break is. Well, she'll be home this weekend. I don't think he is.
Spring break
is probably. I think the second week in March. So I don't know if they'll.
And he's not an evil kid. And he's not a bad behavior.
No. And he's very smart and he's on scholarship. He's a dancer. On the surface, he's fine.
He's not a bad behavior kid.
No. Very well behaved. Except if you think not knocking is okay. Mm-hmm. That's a behavior I don't care for.
Also, yes. I feel like he probably, I want to believe that he's not the type of dude that calls to break up unless the new girl he's with is like, you got to call her in front of me right now to break up with your girl.
Yeah, I don't
know. So he's kind of a weak person.
Oh, absolutely. I gotta believe that.
Yeah, Ordean? Yeah.
I did that all the time. Yeah, yeah. I had girls do that to me at college.
What?
Yeah, but I kept my finger on the receiver. Hey, I hate you. I love her. I hate you. I love her. I knew the tricks. By my sophomore year, I knew all of the tricks.
You were like... Yeah. The amazing Blackstone of relationships.
Yeah, I had no real, awakening in high school, if you know what I mean.
I hear you.
I mean, there was my little experience in Maine, and then there was like...
I've seen the house.
Yeah.
By sophomore year, it was a system. You know, it's like, what do you want me to do? You got it.
System.
I hate you. Okay, let's go. Anyway, that's it.
Look for the news show on Netflix, The O'Mara Method.
Right. By the way, I stand by my growth and development in my college years. I would have rather had it in my college years than in my high school years. The guys that had the high school girlfriends, mm-hmm. it was different for them. It was a little
it's
different
tough.
For them.
Yeah.
It's a little tough.
Yeah,
a little
it's tougher for them.
Tougher. Yeah. I like to, Well, there's an old the leaf blower.
Oh, wow. Look at that! I can. Yeah.
How you doing? How you doing, Fritz?
Hello.
Like, do you think he's looking through that glass and he's like, man, I guess that blonde lady left him.
Yeah. What's everybody is now. The house is like, oh, here he comes. He's done. Maybe, let me see if I can give him this look.
Oh, sad face.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. No. Yeah, everything is.
Do you
right
think people actually that's think it. That? Because nothing. It's just you and the house.
No, no. They, because this is a small community. Oh,
okay, they know.
You know what people do say?
What?
Man, he still hasn't sold it. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Yeah. Now, number one on Zillow now.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Pretty good. Hey, I did want to say this though. I liked my college career in that respect.
Mm. All right. Okay?
Because nothing happened for me in high school. I didn't have a regular girlfriend in high school. Had a lot of friends. Had beautiful prom dates, some of whom became famous authors.
Famous authors.
Yeah.
But I did not have a regular girlfriend per se in my later high school
career. You want to mention
career.
The famous author? The fact that you was it your junior prom you went with Stephen King?
Carrie from Sex and the City.
That's
Candace
right.
Yeah. Bushnell, yes. Who wrote a column called Sex and the City, I think for the Village Voice. Then later wrote a novel based on that column that she wrote, and went on to be a very successful.
And remembers you as going over to your house to listen to Frampton Comes Alive.
Frampton Comes Alive. Yeah, back in those days, she was 1 year older than I was,
mm-hmm.
And we had a great time. She was beautiful, and I dated her and her sister.
Damn.
I dated later on Alyssa,
Daniel.
Her sister. Later on,
Alyssa's
I don't know what her sister
name.
Is doing right now.
Great
beautiful
name.
Man, beautiful
great
girls,
name.
Beautiful
yeah.
family,
yeah.
Beautiful mom. I mean, the apple didn't
her
fall
too?
Far for the. No, just I mean they were. Striking, really.
Yeah.
Never saw the dad working all the time. Never saw the dad. Yeah. But then when I got to college.
Were there dreams that you could have been the dad? honey, I'm home.
No, that's sick.
No, not necessarily. You could just.
That I could be the dad, like in the house. Oh, you no, mean like fantasizing like about the mom?
Mom,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yes. That's the way that works. But when I got
we
to college.
We had a mom like that in high school.
After the big long drought, after I got to college, it. Well, I can't really describe what it was, but it's something along. There's a comment about two bulls on a hill.
I remember.
That involved walking and
yeah,
running.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm the walking guy. Anyway, so that's for a while.
I'm the walking
fat.
Guy. Well.
All right. We got to start. We got to start.
After that is when you looked down at the couch and you said, can you come up here, please?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I couldn't run. Then I couldn't run at all. Start the damn show, please. We've gone on to
it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I know you guys are probably a little intimidated by cooking for the whole resort, but I think you're going to get a big kick out of it, okay? I bet you watched you and Kelly and most of us just common sense. Like right now, I'm making my famous coconut peach paella. Can anyone guess the secret ingredient? Come on. Coconut peach paella? The secret ingredient? Coconut peach?
Coconut?
Yes, goddammit! Yes! 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 Jesus, you think any money has to put up with this shit?
Hey, Margaritaville.
Excuse me?
Play Margaritaville. I love that song.
Darling, I think you're referring to my song Pina Colada Berg.
No, Margaritaville.
I think you mean Pina Colada Berg. Little song I wrote 7.5 fucking years before Margaritaville was even on the map. Of course, you wouldn't know that because you weren't even born yet.
Come on, Hawks, y'all. Let's get us a drink.
I don't need to
Come on, man.
That guy, son of a bitch. Mother.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I'm lost. What is that from? Tell me what
that's Coconut Pete, Mike. Yeah. from Broken Lizard's Club Dread.
Club Dread. A hidden Club gem.
It is a very, very fantastic. Funny movie. Is that it's Bill Paxton, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
the late Bill Paxton.
The band Ponytails and Cocktails, their first album is based on, it's like a brand extension of that band.
So funny.
Yes.
It's a genuine slasher film in parts, and then there's some great funny stuff in it.
You'll love it.
Are the flies? Why are the flies?
Because the kitchen is perhaps not quite up to code.
Got it. Okay. I got to figure it out. We are live from the Podcast Village studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Any tornado damage in the D.C. area at all?
As of right now, I'm getting a text from my wife saying, I think we have a leak on the front door. And I said, that happens all the time. Don't worry about that.
Wow.
I saw this morning that Leesburg got hit by, not even an F1, but close to an F1.
Okay, so almost like the...
But it's categorized as a tornado.
Okay.
Wow. So they've confirmed that. And I saw a bunch of townhouses as of, I would say, 40 minutes ago that the roof was and the siding was ripped off. And I said, Rob, how's your house? He's like, I'll find out when I get home.
Yeah, no one's there. They're at school. School's in lockdown mode for tornado, though.
To be you. We're heard in Kansas City, Missouri. Zelianapol, Pennsylvania, Fairview, Utah, Plumas Lake, California, Cold Springs, Nevada, Adelaide, South Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Over 9 million homeowners could save big on a mortgage refinancing right now. Do you know why? Because rates are now at a 3-year low. Whoa. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage just hit 3.49%, matching the lowest level since October 2016, according to a survey by Mortgage News Daily. The unexpected drop in mortgage rates is due to market fears over the coronavirus, so this impact will be temporary. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. You must act now to take cash out or just save money by securing a lower rate. They carry my personal endorsement because I dealt with them. I loved them. They were great people, and I am telling you, you will love them too. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing.
I actually just heard from I heard from Carrie, the tornado did not hit our neighborhood.
Oh.
And there is no power. We are without power, but undamaged.
Now, did she text you because she just heard Oscar say that on the show?
No, I had already texted her to see what was up.
Oh,
because
you were worried.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, so you're blasé, like, yeah, I'll check when I get home attitude. I was like, oh, man.
No.
So worried.
We are out of power. Our house is undamaged, and Robert's school is in tornado mode, which means most of the kids are in the auditorium right now in the gym.
But technically, isn't any type of high school in tornado mode at all times?
Well, no, I think they go
into... they're running around.
Well, I see. Social commentary. Yeah. That was terrific.
Oh, I had a morning today, though. Oh. I don't know what it is with substitute teachers, but, you know, a six-year-old who's sensitive, if you're not nice to him, he's just been stressed out because they have another substitute today, and it was tough getting him on the bus. And that's the worst feeling.
When you don't want to go see your teacher?
Oh, that's bad.
When you don't want to go in.
Oh,
and
no.
I have a sub. I'm worried. Don't be worried. You want to just go down.
Oh, God, you don't
want to
hear a six-year-old even know the word worried.
I know.
Male or female?
I don't know. I think the first one was a female, and they're out in the playground, and one of the kids hit Michael in the face.
Oh, the face.
Not badly.
Hopefully.
And he went to his, apparently went to his sub, and she said to him, don't be a tattletale.
What? Oh, snitches get stitches.
Isn't that a great idea for a substitute teacher to say that in an environment that is supposed to promote
50
lack
years
of bullying?
Ago, that would be bad.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks.
Did you call?
Anyway, Carla called and mentioned it. And
when she gave the advice not to be a tattletale, was she lighting a cigarette from her previous lit cigarette? Because that's what I envision.
Chain smoking.
Exactly.
Don't be a tattletale.
What's that show on Fox with the girl, the blonde girl that she?
Oh, and had the kid, the guy from Philadelphia. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. God, what was that?
Mickey.
Called? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just picture this grizzled sub sitting there.
The adults. He loves his teacher.
Yeah,
he loves the students he's with.
Mm.
He doesn't like the way he's treated by this sub, by the lunchroom people, or by the gym people. And if you think
doesn't
about
he mostly
it terms,
like he likes grown-ups though? I mean, he's not a
he
kid.
He likes
that
grown-ups,
is,
but apparently the you know I look. Carl is talking about vibes. It's just a it's a phase. I hope it's a phase.
Yeah, but you didn't like Jim either, so you know.
I love Jim.
You did?
What do you mean? Oh, I love Jim. Yeah. Oh,
I don't even like people named Jim.
I like Jim. Jim was fun. I Mr. Grogan. By the way, at my 40th year, Coach Grogan.
Coach Grogan, yeah.
Coach Grogan came to the 40th year reunion and looked fantastic.
Oh, good for him.
And it was one
did
of
he
the
try
biggest
to organize,
thrills.
Did he organize a dodgeball game?
Oh, it was so good. No, but it was high school. And he goes, oh, okay, sorry. Hey, O'Mara. How you doing, O'Mara? After 40 years, he called it O'Mara. He liked my shtick. So that was very,
made
very
an
cool.
Impact through all those kids. That's amazing.
Everybody loved him. Everybody loved him. That's why he came. What a thrill it must have been
That's
for
awesome.
Him, to go to that. So that's it was cool. But it's like, it's six. It's kindergarten. It's a phase. He's little.
He is little.
He's little to be getting on the bus and dealing with this right now. And, you know, and I think I have to weigh the amount of toughness and the amount of tough love with
what
the
did
way
you give
I really
him?
Feel.
What kind of advice did you give him about snitching?
I told him that we love him. I told him that we are there for him, that we are thinking about him all the time, and that it's not going to be a problem. When he gets there with his friends, it's going to be okay. Aww. And to tell a grown-up and tell us if he has a problem with anybody at school.
Yes.
And that's the way it is. And but what's interesting is this is, you know, you talk about the good and then it eased into, she was upset at college and then it eased into something. Well, right now we're in a phase where, you know, it's been a little rough the last couple of weeks for him going to the school. And it started with a substitute, which is going to change.
Of course.
When he gets older, and the substitute means he can do whatever the hell he wants.
He'll figure that
out.
That's
the way that's going to go.
But right now he's, especially at that age. And I remember with both kids, they really crave structure and normalcy. Mm-hmm. That's their comfort zone. They want to know what to expect.
He's very concerned with not being late for the bus, with when I pick him up
just
at
like
the bus.
You.
Just like Oscar.
Just
punctuality.
Like you.
Yeah, your lateness, your tardiness is what you didn't get as a child. And that's
what
it is.
Well, my father wasn't around, Mike. So.
But it's a scream,
my mom
a desperate
was a
scream.
Mom. You know,
for attention.
Banda.
That's what I've read a thousand things about people who are chronically late. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is you like to make your entrance.
Yeah.
And that's
known.
It. But you weren't late today.
No.
Nope. You were on time today.
I said, Shannon, the band's coming through.
Might have been
the
nine,
band of weather.
Might have been 9:00:12.
Hey, I'm doing the best
really?
I can.
Right at the time.
Because I was
tardy
today.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just don't care anymore.
You giving up?
No,
yeah, well, no.
He's,
I mean,
he's fighting
it's not
against
the,
me. Yeah, he's already established this.
Being over here, you know, and
you
having
have
a
commute
day,
now.
Yeah.
Having a day with tears and with
and
a lot of nurturing, you know,
it was
a little problematic.
Yeah.
But you do want to fight the battles. You want to go in there and go, who taught you? Who was
I just,
you?
But just to be clear, Carla did tattle on the teacher, which is exactly what she needs to do. The fact that that advice was given.
You know, I don't know whether I don't have my phone right here, so I don't know what happened.
Because 50,
so I don't know if she
50,
really
50.
That teacher needs that. The I almost said the management, the administration of the school needs to know that that's how that situation was handled, because it is not okay.
Yeah, but you also have to realize that it's from the mouth of a 6-year-old, and sometimes the truth is a little wobbly.
That's right, Mike. You're a genius.
You know, I don't know.
You're right.
I don't know. He wouldn't have any reason to tell you that as an untruth, I don't think, though.
Yeah, but if he really doesn't
that's
like
where
her.
You and I part company.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
at six, that, you know, they start,
you can start making up stuff.
Bull crapping early on.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I don't want to be that parent.
Remember Julia Jellybean?
Do I?
Yeah.
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 You don't, you know, it's just, it is what it is.
Remember, I'm just taking a nap, Dad.
It's parenting 101.
Yeah, me like that.
I can't help it. I hope everything works out well. He's only six. I'm sensitive for him. He's a good kid. He's gregarious. He's great with adults. And we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And I don't want to admit, but your immediate reaction is you want to fix. You want to go in and confront.
Want to be the fixer.
And I think one of the problems with parents nowadays is that they do that too much. I think parents need to be supportive of the educators. They have to be supportive of
it's a hard
the
job.
Teachers.
They don't get paid enough.
There's a happy medium between what the modern parent does, which is, I can't ever imagine that my kid would make a mistake or lie, to what my parents were, you know, by the way, in our class, my back in the day, my father's philosophy, my teacher could have come and said, he took one of the other kid's pencils and, you know, we cut off a digit. My dad would have said, I'd make it 2 digits.
Yeah.
That's the way they, that's
parents
the way
same way.
My
there's
parents
no complaining.
Used to roll like that.
Look, they're your teacher, do what they do what they say or don't. Like, don't
Did
even
your parents
less.
Ever fight a battle for you? Either one of the.
Well, your dad
parents,
was gone.
My dad was present, just not in the house.
Did your dad ever go to the school?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think there
don't
was.
Don't make me sad.
No,
don't
no.
Didn't he pay for school?
It was public school.
No, but paid for college.
Well, we're at the elementary school.
Oh, they split it?
Yeah.
Oh, you think he was going all in?
But then, of course, the scholarship helped.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
So there was
a problem with my focus and my grades when they split when I was in fourth grade.
By the way, if you're tuning into today's episode, it's all about Rob.
And there, yes.
Because we're talking, somehow we got, what happened in fourth grade?
They divorced. And I,
you poor kid,
lashed out.
And it was weird because this is right when it was the end of third grade when, and I, this is so stupid to bring up, but I was tested for being in the gifted and talented program. So starting in fourth grade,
GT,
that's right.
Yeah.
They bussed me to another school I was living in Vienna and the school was in Falls Church.
Are you sure that was gifted and talented or were you tested for being special?
They kept saying special. I assumed,
was it a larger bus or a shorter bus?
It was tiny, more of a minivan.
Oh, don't tell me it was a van.
Did they make you wear a helmet?
I got to take the helmet off in class and lunch. Oh, because the chin straps.
Were your shoes more rectangular?
The weird thing is I remember a lot of the kids bought shoes at a shoe store. Mine came from a drug store. I remember there was a slip of paper that the doctor gave. It was tiny. And I went to the druggist and he was able to prescribe me some shoes.
Oh, Jesus.
The laces were so thick and steel grommets on all the holes. I mean, these things wore like iron. Not comfortable. But I don't know why, but they said it was really hard. You know what the druggist said, Mike?
What did he say, bro?
Said to me, Robbie, of course. He says, it's not easy to find compression socks for a 10-year-old.
Hit the music. We have to take a break. Oh, Jesus. That's worth coming in. That is worth coming in. Oh,
bless his heart. He found him. That's why we always went to Wallace and Monroe Pharmacy. That's a compression sock.
Oh, Jesus. I'm dying here. Maddie, you better make a video out of that. I swear to God. Holy S. We'll take a break and come back.
Compression socks.
We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Have you ever seen Mary Poppins?
Part of it. My parents, they just didn't. They didn't expose me to American media in the way that I should have as a kid.
Right.
And the closest I've ever been to Mary Poppins was...
Maria Poppins?
Senora Maria. Maria Poppins. No,
she is practically perfect in every way.
Chim, chimichanga, chimichanga, chim-chim-chiree.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, my God. I need a shower after that segment. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
But I was back on track by fifth grade, Mike.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
What if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors?
What?
That's what shaving with Harry's is like. They offer premium blades refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% less than the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles. 100% quality guaranteed. And if you don't love your shave, let them know. And they will give you a full refund. You can feel good about your purchase. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and vets. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. With Harry's today, I got my shave cream that comes in the little tube, and I used that as opposed to the gel because my can of gel was in the drawer and I had already started the shower, and I'm here to report the shave cream was a little more of a moisturizer type feeling, and
wow,
it felt just dreamy. Another great product from Harry's.
I've never gotten anything from that isn't fantastic. The shaving cream is so great.
Thank you. This weekend, I will be venturing to the southernmost part of the United States of America. I will be in Key West, Florida. Take me down to the Keys, speaking of Margaritaville.
Yeah, is that not, it's not so far from Cuba, right? I mean, it's really
not far from Cuba. 90 miles. You could take a boat. You could take a boat to Cuba.
Probably
if you were on the right kind of boat, you could charter a boat down
fast
there.
Boat.
I think that it's easier to do that. Not a fast boat. That you can go like on a fishing boat.
You could be smuggling, I imagine. Something.
Sure. Well, it is a crossing that is not, I wouldn't describe it as fraught with peril, but it is a crossing that is known to be, you know, you got to know what you're doing.
In the reboot
the water.
Of Miami Vice,
yes,
you saw...
I'm going to tune out now if that's okay.
Crockett and his love interest get on a fast boat and go to Cuba. Right.
Like a cigarette boat?
Yeah.
Jesus. I'd love to one of these days. If I had time down there, I would do it. And, you know, we are going, speaking of Jimmy Buffett, we are going to... the Jimmy Buffett restaurant called Latitudes down there.
It has
about 20 of you recommended it to me, and you know,
I've never heard a bad thing about it, and everyone who talks about it screams how great it is. So I hope you have a great experience.
You know what? You know me and Buffett.
I know.
I
me
will
too.
Give you an unvarnished review when I get back. But yeah, we're driving down here. It's about a 4.5 hour drive, and we're going to drive through the Keys, which is one of my favorite drives in the whole wide world. And then I just have to, you know, do what I do every weekend when I'm socializing. Manage my alcohol. That's all I have to do.
Honk,
I get a little nervous about
it. Hi, Mr. Buffett. Do you serve gin?
Honk as you're driving by Isla Morada, because that's where Todd is. Just
now, it's the old you say Isla. Yes, Isla Morada for people that are for we gringos. Yeah. I have to say, how is Mr. Moore? When was the last time you had a meaningful conversation with Mr. Moore? And by the way, if you don't want to talk about
it, that's fine. That's say a conversation probably 2 months ago when he left. So,
wow.
Because so you haven't heard his voice.
When we went to a dinner that time.
Have you phoned him?
No. Men don't call each other. They text each other. And I texted him. I said, hey, man, two thumbs up. Hope you're doing well. And he's like, different world down here, man. Thanks for checking in.
Good conversation.
Yeah. Well, the game plan really originally was like you were going to come down this weekend maybe and be down there. And
yeah,
we
I'd love to go. There has been no invite or but I get what he's building his new life down there, and I've made peace with that.
So he's going to be a regular Floridian, and it's let me just say,
if he's happy, Mike, I'm happy.
The Keys are. Florida is kind of chill, right? Yeah. Florida is where people come for a different rhythm. And
have
I
you
love
seen
the rhythm
Bloodline?
Down.
Actually, what am I saying? You told
Bloodline
us about Bloodline.
Bloodline was
a pony.
The Keys are a different rhythm.
Yeah.
Now, but the Keys grab you also. Now, my sister is not a Key West kind of person. I never would dream that they would be Key West people. They're down there for 2.5 weeks.
Do you think
been living down there.
Without being Key West people, they love to travel, though.
Love to travel, but the Key West style of that I think of is, you know, waking up in the morning with like a Marlboro Light going, you like my body?
Well, that's your sister all over.
It just doesn't.
How dare you?
No, I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding.
I don't get it. I don't get but this is the second year in a row. And they're staying longer than they did. I get a full review. They have people like us coming
you
and visit.
Can,
they like that.
In my own experience, and Mike came down when I was in the Keys with Shannon.
Right.
Is that this is the only place in the States that I've been to that I felt like I was not in the States. And I'll give you that. The best example is when you land or you drive into Key West, and once you catch that vibe, you're like, man, I feel like I'm in a different Caribbean country.
Yeah, I'm really excited that I'm going to have two nights there.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of
psyched
that I'm going to wake up there and then have a night there, and I'm going to be in somebody's condo or townhouse or whatever they were renting down there, as opposed to Just you know, hotel. Going down for the day
and
being in a hotel.
Michael was with you all, so he was a little baby.
Right.
So I remember right. It wasn't like, you know, laissez-faire, just hang out. It
yeah,
was,
it's
so
going to be it's gonna be interesting.
To but live vicariously, we have monsoon up here now with falling temperatures and low pressure. It's the worst kind of weather we get in D.C. What's it going to be like in Key West?
I haven't even looked. I don't look at the weather down here.
Just sunny.
I just, you know, if it's if
lovely.
We get a, yeah, we, by the way, we got our tornado warnings while Carl and I had the TV off and were sound asleep. Mm. So if our place had been leveled, you know, you'd be doing the show today without me and doing hopefully a nice little memorial with you.
Well, we have one prepared, you know.
This is really the vibe in the Keys, but I will always remember this, Oscar. Yes. Oscar and I are in a watering hole having a really good time. Remember how strong the first drinks and me and Carla had. Before you and I went out.
Yes.
And Carla split off from us probably 10-ish, 9:30, 10-ish.
I would say
9-ish. And then Oscar and I went to a couple more watering holes. But even Oscar and I wrapped it up around midnight or so. Mm-hmm. But I remember we're coming out of the last bar. Do you remember that? Do you remember the guys on the street?
On the left side
like
of the street.
21 Main through street. 71. I mean, and all with their shirts off and all extending their hand for a handout. It was a very strange... It was a very strange, and it I think we said something to each other like, well, the party ends now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people, go down there to escape their troubles and get caught up with that casual lifestyle, but then reality hits, and they're down there with no real way to get back
and,
out.
Well, the weather, I mean, is amenable to living on the street because it's mild, but it's the same thing in California. People kept traveling west and west and west to escape.
And covered wagons.
But they eventually got to the end. There's no further you go. If you head south, it's the same thing. Of course, you go north, you freeze.
You'll love it, Mike. I think you're going to have a great time.
Can't wait to hear about it.
A lot of weed. We got to take a break. And when we come back, Oscar time. It's and not the Oscars take.
No.
I'm talking about the Academy Awards. We're going to talk about when we, really briefly, because we really don't care. When we come back, on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, King's Things.
Hi, I'm Larry. I don't trust my doorknobs. I haven't tied a shoe in over 12 years.
How about a TV show about cheese?
My medicine chest is mostly full of ointments.
I don't understand TikTok, but I love it.
Canned fruit cocktail. Underrated. I just don't think that Joker movie was all that funny. I once lost a finger in a zipper accident. I need somebody to help me find my keys. But I need a laugh. I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa. Funny, right? Buy it at MichaelMarishow.com.
Welcome back to the Michael Mary Show.
Talk to you by King's Things.
Stamps.com. Yes. Let's get smart and let's start by not wasting your time going to the post office.
Yeah.
With Stamps.com, you can do anything you do at the post office right from your computer. That's nice. Plus, Stamps.com gives you something you can't get at the post office. Big discounts on postage, even nicer. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier. Drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple and nice.
Nice.
With stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you.
So stop going to the post office. Go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. All right, Oscar. Yes, that's right. It's the big one.
Wonderful night for
Oscar. Oscar.
Hooray for Hollywood. Lots of movies. This is the age of the intranets, and streaming services also are listed. But what do we have, Rob Spiewak?
Well, I actually...
Hollywood Reporter?
I visited... It's me, your Hollywood guy. I went to a website called sportsbettingdime.com, and they have the current odds. This is as of lunchtime yesterday. And also some prop bets that are sort of fun. But let's go through, and we can make our picks and see if we agree with what they say. There has been a shift in the over-under of Oscars won, Joker is down.
So really? Okay. So that total means Joaquin Oscars Phoenix win, is down. Probably,
The total, this is for total awards for the entire night. The over-under for 1917 is 5.5.
Okay, so.
They have 10 nominations, and they say they should win. 5.5 is the over-under. So you can bet on more than 5.5 or less than 5.5. That's the bet. Joker has 11 nods.
I bet on more than 5.5 for 1917, from what I'm hearing and reading, but I haven't seen it, and I'm bummed that I didn't see it.
I heard it's phenomenal.
Joker has 11 nods.
You saw it? Did you go see it?
Oh, no, no. One of our good friends, Chris, he and I were working.
On political persuasions?
Yeah, you know, not Hey Freights.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it might have been Hey Freights.
And we spent like a good Saturday morning together working on a project, and he just was raving about it.
Chris Jones is a good guy. How's Chris's mom?
I don't think Chris. You don't know Chris Jones.
I do.
Yeah.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones.
Don't you have a thing?
We have a thing going on.
Yeah, I thought so. That's what I heard. Joker has 11 nods. We were split on our panel about how great of a movie it was. The over-under for awards, 2.5. And I think there's been a little bit of a backlash. I think that some of its favoritism has lessened in the Oscar
run. That's
fair.
I don't know about the movie, but the actor, I think the actor is going to walk into it.
No one's going to argue with the performance. It's just the movie I think people have trouble with. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 10 nominations, and I think this is low. The over-under, 2.5.
I'd go over with
that. I would definitely take the
fantastic
over on that.
Fantastic film. I finally got to
remember,
see it.
It's the Tarantino factor, too. They don't like Tarantino.
And Oscar doesn't like him, but this is his
last film, allegedly.
Second to last.
Second last.
Yeah, his penultimate film. And so
I hope not.
Oscar does tend to do like make goods sometimes.
And they reward movies about Hollywood.
They do love themselves. Yeah, they really do. They always have. Always have. That's a good endpoint. I have not seen much about this, but people are talking about it. Parasite. What do you know about the movie Parasite?
Subtitles. Don't like them.
Yeah, and it's
speak English.
It is a film. I think it's set in Korea.
Where's your hat?
Where's my MAGA hat? I'm MAGA all the way when it comes to my movies. You know, I don't like. Blah, 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 blah.
I have
read. I don't go to movies to do any reading.
I've heard the opposite. It's on demand. It's actually, some people say it's genre defining. This is one movie I will see before the Academy Awards.
Because you can rent it.
Yeah. You can rent it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Let me know what you think.
Speaking of on demand and streaming films, Marriage Story has 6 Oscar nominations.
Wonderful film. Great.
Haven't watched it. Don't want to get divorced.
Over under 1.5 on that. Also 1.5.
Over. I give them the over. Marriage Story will be successful.
Little Women.
No, it's been done
too many times.
How many?
Six nods and 1.5 is the over under.
I think it's going to get shut out.
Really?
Oh,
you'll
damn.
Take the under. Damn,
have you seen it?
No.
Oh,
thank you.
The most heartwarming, the most heartwarming Hitler film to hit the screens in years.
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit has 6 nominations, and
I didn't like the trailer. I had no interest in watching it. Here's where I become an old fart again. All right, with my MAGA comments about subtitles but when it comes to there's certain subject matter. I don't think you do Hitler in a comedy. I mean, I guess the producers did it.
Yeah, but you see, there's
Bobby rented it. What did you think?
I have not seen it yet. I've not seen it. I'm waiting for the Blu-ray to come out.
Was Hitler your imaginary friend?
He was my very real friend.
Pony, did you see it?
No, I did not, but it looks really, really weird. I agree with
all right.
you.
But there
boys,
is a common...
I don't want to do all of it myself.
We've you can't do all the list. Jesus Christ.
Okay, see some goddamn films, for Christ's sake. Has anybody seen anything?
Yeah, Joker and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Joker, too.
Okay,
that's
so
what I
we're
saw.
On the same page.
We saw The all Irishman. Right.
Yes.
The Irishman. Well, The Irishman was on television.
White guys.
Did you see Irishman in a theater?
No.
No. A home theater.
No.
Big screen.
Television.
High fidelity.
I'm kicking myself for not. It was on my list, and babysitting was problematic. So unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to go see 1917.
Yeah, well, and it's funny you should bring it up. Just to close it out, The Irishman, the over-under, 0.5. So they're predicting pretty much a shutout for that.
Ooh. Oh,
good.
Best Picture, Mike, the favorite right now, as we stand with 2-3 odds, is 1917. Okay, meaning that a $3 bet will only return $2.
Damn. I've heard amazing things about it. I think it's going to do well.
And then really Parasite is at 4-1, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I think Oscar brings up a very valid point that I had not considered. Hollywood loves to congratulate Hollywood.
Not a good enough movie. Not a good enough movie.
It was so much fun to watch.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was fun to watch, too. Not a good enough
movie. You didn't like Brad Pitt on the roof, shirtless?
I liked everything about that movie except its length, and I thought they could have gotten it done a little quicker.
All right, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is 9-1. Joker, 20-1 for Best Picture. Jojo Rabbit, 75-1. The Irishman, 80-1. Marriage Story, 90-1.
Ooh.
Little Women, 150-1. And How You Liking Ford v. Ferrari at 200-1. If that ekes it out, a lot of people win a lot of money.
That's another one you can rent, Oscar.
I'd love to see that. Those bets, I mean, what's the minimum for that? I imagine if you threw 20 across the board, something fun happened.
Yeah.
Right?
It could happen.
Work that out.
And as we are a little short on time, I'll go with the prop bets because I do enjoy those the most.
All right.
The odds that Idina Menzel's name is pronounced incorrectly when she's introduced to sing, 70-1.
Yeah, because it won't happen. It happened before with John Travolta. Right.
The odds that Donald Trump's name is not mentioned during the broadcast, 2-1.
Mm.
I wouldn't take that.
No, not in a million.
He'll be mentioned.
And there is an over-under of the number of times Donald Trump's name is mentioned during the broadcast, 2.5.
Okay.
I might go with the under.
Oh, I'd take the over because, you know, if they get De Niro up there.
I think there'll be political commentary. I'm not sure. If it's by name, I think you can do because they.
What counts?
If they do, they have a lot of political commentary. I think there'll be plenty of that. I would put, if it was a political comment bet, but by name, I think they're always kind of cagey the way they do that.
And I'll close just with the favorites in the other categories so we can mark our scorecards now. For best song, the favorite is I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man, the Elton John movie. Best supporting actress.
Oh, by the way, speaking of politics, can I just say one thing?
Yeah, of course.
Just to get it off my chest.
Please,
I don't want to say anything. I want to just say hi to a listener, okay? Yeah. All right? I just want to do this just because I was frustrated enough and I keep this person on my friend list and I just wanted to do it, okay? So let me just do this right now. Hi, Ginger Heffling!
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, I so understand.
Thank you very much.
I very much understand. So yeah, Rocket Man, that's a 1-7, so that's not a runaway bet there. Lead supporting actress, again, they're saying this is going to be a make good for her. Laura Dern is going off at 1-5, so look for her to possibly win. Brad Pitt, still the favorite for best supporting actor, 1-9. And Renee Zellweger for Judy, 1-6 are her odds.
She will win.
Yeah, because they're saying she will win.
She will win.
They're saying that the movie is not good at all, but they're still wowed by her performance. And that's really what I said, I think, when I reviewed it here, is that you go to watch her, not the movie.
Right.
Joaquin Phoenix, 1-8 odds to take home best actor, and Sam Mendes, 1-2 for best director. And those are your current odds, ladies and gentlemen.
Would we all agree, kind of a meh Oscars this year, really?
Yeah.
Not anything to get excited about.
Juggernaut.
No.
Right.
No.
We're also coming off of the Grammys, which didn't get great ratings.
Right.
And then I think we'll look back, God willing, we're still doing this in within a decade and be like, remember when the award shows were dying?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we've seen them. We've seen them die during the course of this podcast.
But now it's like it looks like it's hit like that dynamite, a wick.
Yeah.
Where it's moving faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not going to be watching it.
Yeah.
No, I'll look into it. It's still the Academy Awards.
Well, you know what? I will probably DVR and jump in well into it because there's so much to fast forward through.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with the boring awards. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, it's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
A rich one this week.
You'll love tasty.
It. We'll be right back on the Michael Mara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with a new Oh My Gosh show out now. This week, welcome to the greatest show on earth, also known as Life. Jen Folsom joins us with a formula to reining in the three-ring circus known as Work, Life, and You. Also, this season's final appearance of Super Bowl champion Angie Reed. Subscribe to the Oh My Gosh show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. Thank you, the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much, Angie. We appreciate
that. You should watch this episode this week. She does a segment dressed as Andy Reid. calls herself Angie Reed. It's great.
Angie Reed.
So funny.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Zappos 2020. I'm loving this year already.
Yes.
And it's only going to get better. I've never been happier. I mean it. 2020 feels so good in my pants.
In his pants, Oscar.
This year, Nicolas Cage is making a movie where he plays Nicolas Cage, and he's trying to land a role in a Tarantino movie. Take my money already. And can you believe it's been 5 years since we first heard Drake sing Hotline Bling? And I know when that Hotline Bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that Hotline Bling, that can only mean one thing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of Skeleton. Ooh, scared kids. Skeleton is a sliding sport. I love it. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names. We love Zappos. You will too. They've got good stuff. Fast free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 168 days until the Olympics begin, so you had better bone up on your skeleton. Am I right?
Right. It's my favorite Summer Olympic sport. Oh, yeah. Skeleton in the
summers.
Without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and a comment. Where's the sound?
It doesn't come until we start.
Oh, I thought you did it at the beginning.
No.
A review and comment of the news of the day is owned by a Bolivian Bloviator. Can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the Michael Mara Show, its listeners, and the right thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, it's always fun to hear about the ridiculous things that celebrities receive in their Oscar swag bag.
Ooh. Swag bag! Ooh.
This year, they're extra ridiculous. According to Forbes, this year's free swag is valued at $225,000.
Oh, my God.
That is up nearly 80 grand from last year's haul. The package includes hydrogen-infused water, $29.99 a pouch. Posh amethyst bath bombs, $75. A $150 gold-plated cannabis vape pen.
Nice!
A brainwave-sensing meditation headband. That's $250. And up to $25,000 worth of cosmetic and rejuvenation procedures, such as lip fillers and chemical peels. There's also vouchers for a 12-day cruise on a yacht with butler service.
Mm.
Two helicopters and a spa. It's valued at $78,190 with destinations that include Antarctica and the Mediterranean.
Wow. Something, Mike, you know what? Something for everybody.
Boy, that's quite a swag bag, Oscar Santana. What say you?
This is necessary because, and I'm happy you brought this up, Mike. Think about that jump, $80,000 more than last year. The consideration, we talk about that all the time. Is there a consideration?
Right.
These celebrities now in the world of social media, if they're photographed using or they post about using a product, that in itself, I mean, if Kylie Jenner gets paid $1 million a post,
right,
what does that mean for the possibility of something organic happening because you put this in the swag bag? And I hope that if they're smart enough, the Academy Awards are getting paid to include this into that bag.
Can you even imagine like a short video of Adam Driver using lip filler?
Could you?
Pretty amazing.
I do. Yes. Every day.
Nice.
At night by myself.
Meanwhile, Mike O'Mara still mulling over Cameo. All right. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, someone posed this question on Twitter. Your team is playing in the Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl in at least 25 years. You are given this choice: a lower level seat at the 40-yard line or an 85-inch best-in-class 4K TV. What do you choose? Over 40,000 people voted, and only 60% would take the tickets, while 40% preferred to watch it on the TV. At first, that might seem crazy, but the more you think about it, the more it kind of makes sense. What say you?
Coming off the heels of going to my first and probably only World Series game.
Right.
That event, that day, if it's your team, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
I kind of agree. But here's the thing that would kick me over the top. The drought, the waiting 25, 30 years, not seeing your team in it. that might be make it special. And, that's
yeah. So yeah. So you probably would have that. But the energy that comes, even when you've lost two at home, for example, with our World Series,
right?
Right. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh, they got even that loss. Remember, I walked in. I said, still worth it. Still worth right. it.
You almost got mugged. You're at still
home.
Worth it.
Still worth it.
Right. You listen to Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take.
A woman in Australia was sick of her family not picking up trash on the floor around their house. So she taped money author, to an empty toilet paper roll and a piece of paper, put them face down, and waited to see if her family would find the money. And after 6 days, they still hadn't.
Oh, it's great.
Now her post on Facebook about her experiment is going viral. The post was in a closed Facebook group for Australian moms called Mums Who Clean.
Mm.
They never found the money, Oscar. What say you?
You could take a page out of my mom's playbook. Probably not legal in the States, but if you can work in the shadows, as my mom did, the foreign shadows.
Yes.
She would roll through and she would give us a cocacho. Remember, that's knuckle, and if God willing, she wasn't wearing a ring, the two knuckles, and swipe the back of your head.
Right, I remember.
So, like, not the smack of the back of the neck. It's like,
right,
like you could get a gash if she was wearing a.
Is there a literal translation for cacacho? Does it mean like mini hit or small hit? Or
no, it means pick it up. It means on
pick
head.
Up your sheet.
She would strike you.
Okay,
all right, that's probably the best way. She'd strike you like a cobra.
All right,
and then she'd point. And then you know you missed something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
there you go. So he's supporting
different
it.
Different
And you're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, finally, a drunk couple in Florida stripped off and had sex in the back of a police car after being arrested.
Well.
The pair were stopped by police in Florida after they were spotted riding bikes around with no lights on and were almost hit by a car. When the deputy pulled Aaron Thomas, 31, and Megan Mondanaro, 35, over, he noticed the couple stank of booze and had bloodshot eyes. So he piled them into the back seat of a police car, which appeared to appeal to the couple. Here's the quote from the deputy. While I was outside of my patrol vehicle, Megan and Aaron took their clothes off and started having sex. That's what the deputy wrote in the arrest report, available to anyone who wants to do some diving. In this particular case, it was the Miami Herald. And speaking of diving, I guess old Aaron was doing some diving.
Hey, am I right?
Let's say you, Oscar Santana.
Mike, we've said it before, and I think you've attested to this, and we talked about it briefly yesterday this week, where the sun in Florida is so close to that landmass, it makes you do crazy things.
Yeah.
Crazy things. Now, this is why sunscreen is important. This is why drug abuse and controlling it is important. But I'll say this. If there's love in there, who am I to say where to do it? It's your choice.
Absolutely.
It's your choice.
Yeah. You know what? And if you ever get arrested, check the seats. That's what I say. Thank you very much. That's Oscar's take,
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break when we come back. It is the final Audio Vault of the week with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. But it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. Hello, this is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com, and my favorite, Walmart.com. Where I go every month to buy new sneakers. I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related, but just remember this. TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you, and good evening.
Thank you, Bernie. We appreciate that. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our bonus packages.
Yes.
Hey, dummy.
What?
You. Yeah, here's a question. Do you love curved yellow tropical fruit? Hey, you know what I'm talking about. We all do.
Yeah.
That's why it's so god-darn frustrating when it's less than ideal. You expect excellence, not some undersized, overripe, bruised piece of brown sadness.
Bad.
You deserve the best. Which is what they sell at Oscar Santana's Banana Cabana. The best bananas in town. That's Rob wrote that for you. He's not laughing, Rob Spiewak.
He will.
Oscar Santana's Banana Cabana. Let me try it again.
Oscar Santana's Banana Cabana. The best bananas in town. Miles of the best bananas as far as the eye can see. In boxes, in bunches, in bags, single bananas, and even pre-sliced ones for the busy banana guy that's always on the go. It's the banana stand to the stars. Customers like Santa, Morgana, William Hanna, Dan Tana, Toto's Rosanna, Eric Bana, Oh Susanna, Rihanna, and even your Nana loves Oscar Santana's Banana Cabana. Oscar can beat a Chiquita, shoot a hole in your dole, and make you never wanty Del Monte. And you'll save money, too. In just one visit, you saved enough cash to purchase a subscription to the TMOS Bonus Show.
Yes!
Just click the banana on our website and get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Listen while you make banana bread, or as you flambe your bananas Foster, or as you smear a perfect Santana banana with Shannon Z's homemade peanut butter, sold separately.
Funny.
Wow. Oh, my God. It's your passport to the
passport. Yeah.
Copyright TMOS 2020. Oscar Santana's Banana Cabana. Sorry, we don't sell...
What?
We don't sell plantains.
No.
How dare you?
No, we don't sell those.
Located at 1213 and a half U Street Northwest in the TMOS Bonus Show, it's very appealing. Thanks a bunch.
Bye.
Wow. Oh, my God. Sometimes I think he might drop acid. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is, wait, get over there.
Yeah.
Get the thing. Come on. Do
the
it.
Thing.
Yeah, there you go. Open up. For Friday, February 7, 2020, Rob Spiewak.
I love when Dave Letterman just sort of pops up somewhere. He's on this talk show I've never heard of, and he tells a story. This is great for the Oscars. About Quentin Tarantino that I've never heard before. Apparently, made a joke on his show when he was on CBS some years ago about it being difficult to date Quentin Tarantino. I mean, just something subtle, probably just in passing. And he talks about a phone call he got after he made that joke.
2 days later, my assistant gets a call. It's Quentin Tarantino. He starts screaming at me, I'm going to beat you to death.
What?
I'm going to kill you. I am coming to New York. I'm going to beat you up, and you can't say that about me. So I now say, okay, how do you want to do this, bat or fists? And he said, bat. I said, okay, great. When can you come in? When would be convenient? And I say now to my assistant, he wants to come in tomorrow night. Can you get him on the red eye? And this goes on and on and on, and that was it. So we don't hear from him for quite a while.
You didn't find him at all?
He didn't show up. Years later is going to be on the show. So now he's in the makeup room. And I say, hi, Quentin. I said, remember that thing where you were going to, I think you owe me an apology. And he says, well, I don't know. You know, you're making for blah, blah, blah. And his publicist keeps saying, Quentin, just apologize. Finally, he apologizes. But I could tell he wasn't certain that he owed me an apology.
That's pretty great.
Wow, riveting. This is great. A brief, oh, my God.
What about
Quentin
Letterman?
Tarantino, not normal. Not normal.
But Letterman saying to his assistant, can you get him on the red eye?
Can you get him on the red eye? Right. So it sounded like, I mean, Letterman's got stones.
Yeah,
I mean,
he does.
Really,
he does.
Absolutely. That's great.
Have you ever seen, it's all over the internet, and they do different things, but it's called bad lip reading.
Yes.
And it makes me laugh, especially when they take on something that has sort of a very, you know, sort of an upper class air or classy air. When the NFL players introduce themselves, now it's like a video montage where they come up to the camera and they talk and they say, like, yeah, Michael
Kyle
Merritt,
Stewart,
the, yeah,
University, I don't
the
know,
American
right
University, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they did bad lip reading. And what to me that makes this so funny, not only does it match their lips, but they're using different voices for every player. So it almost looks like it's real.
Queese, boring man.
Gremlin T. Squearfish.
Minus opposite.
Janitor Snoutlink.
Dirt Stick.
Buckrain Politosh.
President Freepaw Flitzen.
Azimuth Starcrack 2.
Greek Baby.
Danny Sassoon.
Bickwin Thunderhands Elfson.
Dunkrod Gluck.
Brocklin Thousand Babies.
Exquisitus awesome. Sunset Mitchellham.
Ping Pong Leg.
Tutte Frutte.
That's good. I gotta see it.
It's very, oh, it's, and also when you see the stuff they did with refs on the field, it's
really
great. Really right. Great.
Good.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know that the president did his, I don't know, Dean Martin roast yesterday in the East Room, and he said BS and it made it out on television. I'm not going to air it. It happened.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We close with this, Mike. Can you name this sound?
Ooh.
One more time.
All right, I'm going to say it's an animal.
It is.
It is of the feline variety.
You're right.
It is a. It is not a. Certainly not a house cat.
Well.
Ooh.
Answer, please.
Well, I'm going to say it's a ocelot. It's
Oscar?
An ocelot.
Oh God.
One more time.
Oh, I got it. Yes. Tabby cat.
It is a cat eating ice cream.
Okay, let's listen again, please.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. It's not a cat eating ice cream. It's that couple in the police car in Florida. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
What's that sweat spot?
Cats.
Can I get a towel, please?
Listen to that sound. Tell me they're not from Satan. That's it. We got to get out of here. Full report on Key West.
Yes!
Full report. Update on the Caleb situation with your daughter. And Oscar Santana getting ready for his big trip to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Also, my mom streaming us live today. Hi to Sharon. And
hi, Sharon. How are you?
2:00 on Sunday afternoon at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. His official coronation for his 5th consecutive King of the Wings. I will be emceeing that. So if you can come out to Jimmy's,
we'd love
to see you.
Rob's going to be the MC at Jimmy's. A full report on that as well. And really funny stuff today, Rob Spiewak.
Thank
really
you, Mike.
Over the top. Great. We will take a leave, and when we come back on Monday, more fun and more thrills. For Maddie Masiello, our video producer, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, our executive producer, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Charlie, Bernie, and everybody at Podcast Village, this is Mike O'Mara saying, have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Special shoes.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
And hey, Mike, want to see my love box?
I'm a phony! Just like you!